What does it mean to keep God's commandments? June 11. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. A legal religion is insufficient to bring the soul into harmony with God. The hard, rigid orthodoxy of the Pharisees, destitute of contrition, tenderness, or love, was only a stumbling block to sinners. They were like the salt that had lost its savor, for their influence had no power to preserve the world from corruption. The only true faith is that which worketh by love to purify the soul. It is as leaven that transforms the character. The prophet Hosea had pointed out what constitutes the very essence of Pharisaism, in the words, "Israel is an empty vine, he bringeth forth fruit unto himself." In their professed service to God, the Jews were really working for self. Their righteousness was the fruit of their own efforts to keep the law according to their own ideas and for their own selfish benefit. Hence it could be no better than they were. In their endeavor to make themselves holy, they were trying to bring a clean thing out of an unclean. The law of God is as holy as He is holy, as perfect as He is perfect. It presents to us the righteousness of God. It is impossible for us, of ourselves, to keep this law, for our nature is depraved, deformed, and wholly unlike the character of God. The works of the selfish heart are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. While the law is holy, the Jews could not attain righteousness by their own efforts to keep the law. The disciples of Christ must obtain righteousness of a different character from that of the Pharisees, if they would enter the kingdom of heaven. God offered them, in His Son, the perfect righteousness of the law. If they would open their hearts fully to receive Christ, then the very life of God, His love, would dwell in them, transforming them into His own likeness, and thus through God's free gift they would possess the righteousness which the law requires. But the Pharisees rejected Christ, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness. They would not submit themselves unto the righteousness of God. Jesus proceeded to show His hearers what it means to keep the commandments of God, that it is a reproduction in themselves of the character of Christ. For in Him, God was daily made manifest before them.